This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here's what matters on August 12, 2026. MTN's Q1 growth is a clear sign that Africa's telecom money is moving deeper into data, with Nigeria and Ghana driving this shift. The company's results show that data demand and financial services are reshaping the economics of the continent's largest telecom operator. This trend implies that builders and operators should focus on developing robust data infrastructure to support growing demand, and investors should look for opportunities in data-centric telecom companies. As we consider the future of Africa's telecom landscape, it's worth asking, what role will data-centric services play in driving growth? And how will companies like MTN balance the need for investment in data infrastructure with the need for returns on investment? In a different sector, Morocco's DigiSchool program is expanding digital skills training for rural students and teachers, highlighting the importance of people in addressing Africa's edtech gap. This program shows that edtech is not just about platforms, but also about training and capacity building for teachers. For edtech investors and operators, this implies a need to focus on developing teacher training programs that can support the effective use of digital tools in the classroom. This emphasis on people over platforms raises a broader question. How can edtech companies balance the need for scalable, technology-driven solutions with the need for human capital and training in Africa's education sector? The $11 billion clean energy push in Africa is becoming an industrial strategy, with new deals announced in Nairobi focusing on aviation fuel, hydropower, solar, wind, and clean cooking infrastructure. This shift towards clean energy implies that investors and operators should look for opportunities in the development of clean energy infrastructure, particularly in sectors like commercial and industrial solar. As we look at the growth of clean energy in Africa, it's worth considering one of our standing questions. Who will end up owning the infrastructure layer in each market? And what are the implications for asset finance and deployment? GG's acquisition of Bangladesh's Bikroy shows that African-founded platforms are looking beyond the continent for expansion opportunities. This deal implies that e-commerce companies should consider acquisition-led expansion as a strategy for growth, particularly in markets with similar consumer dynamics. For investors, this raises a question about the potential for African e-commerce companies to become regional or global players and what this might mean for their investment strategies. Given yesterday's discussion of Jumia's AI-driven job cuts, it's also worth thinking about how African e-commerce companies can balance the need for efficiency and cost-cutting with the need for investment in growth and expansion, particularly as they look to expand beyond the continent. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaiza.